The Haynesboro Assembly on Tuesday approved sales tax exemption status for the nonprofit Friends of the NRA. The Assembly also heard testimony from Chilkat Valley preschool supporters. The preschool is asking the Assembly for a lease extension and waived rent. Friends of the NRA is the nonprofit fundraising arm of the NRA Foundation, which is also a nonprofit. They're both offshoots of the larger political and often controversial National Rifle Association. The FNRA applied for sales tax exemption status from the borough last month, but the vote was postponed because the application was from someone near Homer with no local information on the form. At Tuesday's meeting, FNRA Haynes Chapter President Tim Holm explained what the organization does in Haynes and said he was there to clear up misunderstandings about the group.
The Friends of the NRA is not the NRA. The NRA is not a nonprofit. It is a political monster. It's a huge organization. Friends of the NRA is completely nonprofit. In fact, it doesn't have any paid members.
Holm said all of the money raised through the FNRA goes into a national pot and is divvied up equally between the chapters. He added that the money goes toward purchasing things like safety equipment and supporting local groups like the Haynes Hotshots and the Haynes Sportsmen's Association.
We don't politic. We're solely based on firearms education, hunting safety, and programs like that.
The request came from Homer because that's where the state's representative lives, Holm said. The Assembly passed the motion 5-1, with Ron Jackson opposed. Jackson said he's against it because the Haynes Hotshots are already a nonprofit and don't pay sales tax.
And the items that he was talking about that he was going to do, like buy some of the materials for the skeet shoot and things like that, were exactly what they were doing. So it just seemed like it was redundant. Is there a point where we would say no to somebody? I don't know. We've never talked about any criteria on whether we would do that or not.
The Assembly also heard comments from supporters of Chilkat Valley Preschool in the first of two public hearings. The preschool has asked the Assembly for another extension of its lease in the borough-owned building and for the borough to waive the $500 monthly rent. In the long term, the preschool is hoping to combine with the Haynes Senior Center. The preschool learned on Tuesday that its backup plan of setting up shop in the basement of the Presbyterian Church was no longer an option as it didn't pass a fire inspection. Sarah Elliott, a graduate of CVP with a daughter enrolled currently, was one of a handful to speak out. She said not extending the lease and waiving the rent would adversely affect the students.
We need to the rent waive so that we don't have to raise tuition. Raising tuition could deter enrolled families and will draw funds from our tuition scholarship. The children who we provide a scholarship for will no longer have that option.
The Assembly will vote on whether to extend the lease at a future meeting, but an amendment was made Tuesday to include legal direction to update the ordinance. When the Assembly approved the lease extension last year, it was written in that it could not be prolonged again. Here's Assemblymember George Campbell.
I feel like it's deja vu. I'm sitting in the very same discussion we were a year ago, where we're hearing we've got these great plans with nothing substantial in front of me.
Assemblyman Mike Case said they should cut the preschool some slack.
The preschool people relied on not a promise, but close to a promise from the school that they could use part of the school for their preschool activities. The school, for I'm sure a good reason, decided that they couldn't do it. But the preschool people back in a situation that they had not anticipated.
The second public hearing and vote are scheduled for the next assembly meeting on January 26th. In Haynes, I'm Jillian Rogers.